A man from Summersville has been arrested for child molestation. The Texas County Sheriff's Office reports that 32-year-old Emmett Cole III was arrested on a charge of fourth-degree child molestation with a child less than 17 years old and greater than 4 years old. On Tuesday, a girl came to the Sheriff's Department to report the sexual assault. The girl allegedly told authorities that she had been assaulted multiple times by Cole since 2021 when he returned from Saudi Arabia. Cole had a sexual assault conviction while in the military in 2014. He's being held on $100,000 bond. A prisoner at Baxter County Detention Center now faces additional charges after allegedly trying to escape. 22-year-old Cade McCoy Curry of Clark Ridge has now been charged with two additional felony charges of second-degree escape and impairing the operation of a vital public facility, both felonies. His bond is now set at $90,000. The Shannon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a woman from Birch Tree. On Thursday, Amanda Bryant was arrested on a felony warrant from Howe County for failure to appear for possession of a controlled substance. Bryant is currently on probation and was featured on the Howe County Sheriff's Office Sheriff Roberts' Most Wanted list. Her arrest was made possible thanks to a citizen tip and swift interagency collaboration. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man from Seymour on a warrant. 43-year-old Stephen Atterbury fled from police on foot into a wooded area. A drone was deployed as well as K-9 York, and after a brief track by K-9 York, Atterbury was located, hiding under a cedar tree. He was taken into custody without incident. Atterbury was found to have meth and drug paraphernalia on his person. He has a warrant for stealing a motor vehicle with bond set at $1,500 cash only. Additional charges are pending now for felony fleeing arrest, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A woman from Calico Rock was arrested on drug charges. 47-year-old Kendra Fitzgerald is charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and maintaining a drug premises. She's also charged as an habitual offender. She's now free after posting bond. A man from Sidney, Arkansas was arrested Tuesday in Izard County. 39-year-old Jonathan Corder was charged with aggravated assault on a family or household member, second-degree criminal mischief, and failure to appear. He's being held on $7,045 bond. The Missouri Department of Conservation reports that someone hit a bear with a vehicle in Howe County. The Department of Conservation did not say where in the county the accident happened, but did say the driver of the vehicle that hit the bear was okay and contacted local law enforcement. Two people were injured in an accident north of Mountain View Thursday morning. The Highway Patrol says a 50-year-old man and 20-year-old man, both from Mountain View, both suffered minor injuries when a 23-year-old woman from Summersville made a left turn and hit the vehicle the 50-year-old man was driving. Both of the injured were taken to Mercy St. Francis Hospital in Mountain View. The accident happened on County Road 35. 530, 2 miles north of Mountain View. Missouri lawmakers are divergent from the Trump administration when it comes to research funding. Federal cuts to the National Institutes of Health and other programs have cost the University of Missouri tens of millions of dollars, but this year's $500 million state budget appropriation to Missouri includes funds for research projects. That comes at the same time as the House cut of more than $500 million for capital improvements statewide, which zapped $50 million from Missouri's recently announced next-gen research reactor. Columbia Democrat Representative Kathy Steinhoff says that government support of research is essential.
Some of these things have been researched for like 50 years before they have a breakthrough. And those breakthroughs just change everything. And it wouldn't have happened if we didn't have that government money going in, whether it's at the state level or the federal level.
Steinhaus says she expects lawmakers to give more money to the MU reactor project over the next couple of years. Baxter Health is proud to announce that it has received the Silver Award from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in recognition of its commitment to creating donation-friendly workplace communities and promoting the vital cause of organ donation. In 2024, Baxter Health joined hospitals across the country in a unified mission to educate and engage employees and the broader community about the critical need for organ donors. Today, more than 100,000 individuals remain on the national transplant waiting list, including over 300 Arkansans. Every day, 13 people die waiting for life-saving organs, and another person is added to the list every 8 minutes.